I'm from Singapore, Nanyang Technological University, and our group is the National Institute of Education. Mainly is to train teachers in Singapore. Today I'm going to talk about asynchronous online discussion that we have been doing it in the last 10 years. And we are going to zoom in one of the area is whether the student know the project, the owner of the project. We think it may make some difference in terms of their participation, in terms of their quality of thinking. So we conduct this study. Yeah, if there are some people will say asynchronous online discussions is more common and most of the university and schools are using it. And the benefit, I think, is has been documented in many, many literature reviews. Sometimes we find out students, they don't want to participate, the passive learner. And some of them are more active than others. If the students who are participating do not know the project, the owner of the project, it seems that they are more freely to discuss, share their thoughts, and from our previous experience, it seems to me that they are more, rigorous, more critical in making their comments. So we use this. However, if they don't know about the owner of the project, some of them may worry that in the discussion, they don't know who will say it, could say whatever they want, and may result in some of the quite aggressive behavior in the online discussion. And in this study, we try to explore these two key questions. This course is a graduate class talking about multimedia design. So usually what we do is we post up three previous student projects, ask them to discuss it in the online discussion environment. Yes?
Just one important question. Obviously they're anonymous to each other, people who are anonymous in this discussion. Are they anonymous to you or to the system? Is that making a difference?
The participants do not know the owner of the project. This one is not from our experience. It's from the literature side. In Singapore, students seldom have a very aggressive behavior. Okay, thank you.
What do you mean by aggressive and malicious behavior?
Like personal attack. You are stupid. No, that type of things. So usually, after we teach some of the visual design concepts, and then we give them some previous student projects for discussion. And after that, we ask them to draft their own project and put it up for the classmate to discuss. So the first three, they don't know who are the owner of the project. And then the rest, they put up their own draft and things like that. They know who is the owner, and who is the one who shared the ideas and things like that. And when we look at the participation, One is how often they read or assess the posting. The other one is to contribute, really put up the posting. Another angle we look at it is the quality of critical thinking. It's measured by surface or in depth. Here we use this framework to analyze the critical thinking, which is an integration from some of the researchers in the field of critical thinking. Mainly, the in-depth one is they will justify it, they will give evidence, they will say what are the reasons why, versus the surface one, they just give some ideas and things like that. So we use the three and randomly select from those six, we choose randomly choose another three to compare. The unit analysis is one idea. So in one posting, it may be more than one idea or a few ideas. Now, when we look at this table, it looks like in terms of assessing or reading it, you know, if they don't know the owner of the project, they will participate more versus they know the owner. Especially the participation, you know. If they know the owner, the participation rate is a lot lower. If they don't know the owner, it's 83 versus 73 if they know the owner. In terms of reading and assessing it, in terms of posting it, it's 69 versus 30%. The other one is the quality of thinking, critical thinking. This one is more obvious on us. If they don't know the owner, the in-depth of thinking is a lot higher versus they know the owner. The in-depth thinking is a lot lower. That's what I first suspect. When they know each other, they seldom give a very harsh comments or things like that. However, if they don't know the owner, even I put up a previous student A project, they would like to tear it apart, sounds like it's an F project, that type. So if we average these three in depth, totally it's 80 if they don't know the owner. If they know the owner, it's just 54 in terms of in-depth. Versus surface, no, this one is a lot lower. So from those data, it seems that if people don't know the owner, they will participate a lot more or more freely to voice it out. However, this study has some limitation, like it's a small sample size. We just have 12 participants in the graduate class. And if we have an opportunity, we should do a follow-up of the interview. Interview some of them, why they do it this way. In the future, if we have the opportunity to do it, most likely we would like to do the follow-up interview to find out why they behave it this way. And if possible, we want to choose a larger sample size so that it may be a little bit more accurate. Any questions, comments? No, it's like previous student project from previous batch. Any other comments, suggestions, or yes?
Does it matter what the question is that they're responding to, as to whether they are more willing to
for the discussion, right? Okay. Because this one is called design project, they design the multimedia things. So it's they themselves identify the problem, and they discuss about the problem. They discuss about the alternatives. They even in the online discussion evaluate the alternatives. Yes. Yes, yes, that's possible. Thank you.
Has this type of project been conducted in LAMS as well? Because one of the things that, especially with forums and LAMS, is you can have students unrecognizable, but as a facilitator, you can actually see what the comments were made by students, and that would be interesting to have a look at as well.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments, suggestions? Otherwise, we could go for lunch a little bit earlier.
Is there any plans to repeat the survey in a country outside of Singapore?
Is it? If I have the opportunity, I would like to try. And also, I think some of the behavior findings in this study maybe is based on the Asian culture.
Yeah.
Western culture may be quite different. That's what I would guess. Another finding from another study is there was once I have the online discussion with a diploma program student. It's funny. All the students, when they post anything, the first thing they put down is, "I am sorry." So because I think in the Asian culture, if I don't agree with you, I'm sorry, I don't agree with you, then I need to put up an announcement. No need to say, "I'm sorry," because you are not doing anything wrong. You just voice out your opinion and things like that. So far, there was one group behaved like that. So I believe some of those is cultural things. Okay. Any other things?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.